These are the daily Bible readings for December 21st, or day 355. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. 1 Maccabees, chapters 9 and 10. In the meantime, when Demetrius heard that Nicanor and his army were fallen in battle, he sent again Bacchides and Alcimus into Judea, and the right wing of his army with them. And they took the road that leadeth to Galgal, and they camped in Masaloth, which is in Arabella, and they made themselves masters of it and slew many people. In the first month of the 142nd year, they brought the army to Jerusalem. And they arose and went to Beersah with 20,000 men and 2,000 horsemen. Now Judas had pitched his tents in Lasea, and 3,000 chosen men with him. And they saw the multitude of the army, that there were many, and they were seized with great fear. And many withdrew themselves out of the camp, and there remained of them no more than 800 men. And Judas saw that his army slipped away, and the battle pressed upon him, and his heart was cast down because he had not time to gather them together, and he was discouraged. Then he said to them that remained, "Let us arise and go against our enemies, if we may be able to fight against them." But they dissuaded him, saying, "We shall not be able, but let us save our lives now and return to our brethren. And then we will fight against them, for we are but few." Then Judas said, "God forbid we should do this thing and flee away from them. But if our time be come, let us die manfully for our brethren, and let us not stain our glory." And the army removed out of the camp, and they stood over against them. And the horsemen were divided in two troops, and the slingers and the archers went before the army. They that were in front were all men of valor, and Bacchides was on the right wing, and the legion drew near on two sides, and they sounded the trumpets. And they also that were on Judah's side, even they also cried out, and the earth shook, and the noise of the armies in the battle was fought from morning even unto the evening. And Judas perceived that the stronger part of the army of Bacchides was on the right side, and all the stout of heart came together with him. And the right wing was discomfited by them, and he pursued them even to the Mount Azotus. And they that were in the left wing saw that the right wing was discomfited, and they followed after Judas, and they that were with him at their back. And the battle was hard fought, and there fell many wounded of one side and of the other. And Judas was slain, and the rest fled away. And Jonathan and Simon took Judas, their brother, and buried him in the sepulchre of their fathers in the city of Modin. And all the people of Israel bewailed him with great lamentation, and they mourned him for many days, and said, "How is the mighty man fallen that saved the people of Israel?" But the rest of the words of the wars of Judas, and all the noble acts that he did, and of his greatness, are not written, for they were very many. And it came to pass, after the death of Judas, that the wicked began to put forth their heads in all the confines of Israel, and all the workers of iniquity rose up. In those days there was a very great famine, and they and all their country yielded to Bacchides, and Bacchides chose the wicked men and made them lords of the country. And they sought out and made diligent search after the friends of Judas, and brought them to Bacchides, and he took vengeance on them and abused them. And there was a great tribulation in Israel, such as was not seen since the day that there was no prophet seen in Israel. And all the friends of Judas came together and said to Jonathan, "Since my brother Judas died, there is not a man like to him to go forth against our enemies, Bacchides and them that are the enemies of our nation. Now therefore we have chosen thee this day to be our prince and captain, in his stead to fight our battles." So Jonathan took upon him the government at that time, and rose up in the place of Judas his brother. And Bacchides had knowledge of it, and sought to kill him. And Jonathan and Simon his brother knew it, and all that were with them. And they fled into the desert of Thecoa, and they pitched by the water of the lake Asphar. And Bacchides understood it, and he came himself, with all his army, over the Jordan on the Sabbath day. And Jonathan sent his brother, the captain of the people, to desire the Nabatheans, his friends, that they would lend them their equipage, which was copious. And the children of Jambri came forth out of Madaba, and took John and all that he had, and went away with them. After this it was told Jonathan and Simon his brother, that the children of Jambri made a great marriage, and were bringing the bride out of Madaba, the daughter of one of the great princes of Canaan, with great pomp. And they remembered the blood of John their brother, and they went up and hid themselves under the covert of the mountain. And they lifted up their eyes and saw, and behold, a tumult, a great preparation. And the bridegroom came forth, and his friends, and his brethren, to meet them, with timbrels and musical instruments and many weapons. And they rose up against them from the place where they lay in ambush, and slew them. And there fell many wounded, and the rest fled into the mountains, and they took all their spoils. And the marriage was turned into mourning, and the noise of their musical instruments into lamentation. And they took revenge for the blood of their brother, and they returned to the bank of the Jordan. And Bacchides heard it, and he came on the Sabbath day, even to the bank of the Jordan, with a great power. And Jonathan said to his company, "Let us arise and fight against our enemies, for it is not now as yesterday and the day before. For behold, the battle is before us, and the water of the Jordan on this side and on that side, and banks and marshes and woods, and there is no place for us to turn aside. Now therefore cry ye to heaven, that we may be delivered from the hand of your enemies." And they joined battle. And Jonathan stretched forth his hand to strike Bacchides, but he turned away from him backwards. And Jonathan and all them that were with him leaped into the Jordan and swam over the Jordan to them. And there fell of Bacchides' side that day 1,000 men, and they returned to Jerusalem. And they built strong cities in Judea, the fortress that was in Jericho and in Emmaus, and in Bethhoron, and in Bethel, and in Thamnata, and in Pharah, and Thopo, with high walls and gates and bars. And he placed garrisons in them that they might wage war against Israel. And he fortified the city of Bethsura and Gazara and the castle, and set garrisons in them and provisions of victuals. And he took the sons of the chief men of the country for hostages, and put them in the castle in Jerusalem in custody. Now in the year 153, the second month, Alchimus commanded the walls of the inner court of the sanctuary be thrown down, and the works of the prophets to be destroyed, and he began to destroy. At that time Alchimus was struck, and his works were hindered, and his mouth was stopped, and he was taken with a palsy, so that he could no more speak a word nor give order concerning his house. And Alchimus died at that time in great torment. And Bacchides saw that Alchimus was dead, and he returned to the king, and the land was quiet for 2 years. And all the wicked held counsel, saying, "Behold Jonathan, and they that are with him, dwell at ease and without fear. Now therefore let us bring Bacchides hither, and he shall take them all in one night." So they went and gave him counsel, and he arose to come with a great army, and he sent secretly letters to his adherents that were in Judea, to seize upon Jonathan and them that were with him. But they could not, for their design was known to them. And he apprehended of the men of the country that were the principal authors of the mischief 50 men, and slew them. And Jonathan and Simon and they that were with him retired into Bethsen, which is in the desert. And he repaired the breaches thereof, and they fortified it. And when Bacchides knew it, he gathered together all his multitude and sent word to them that were of Judea. And he came and camped above Beth-Besen, and fought against it many days and made engines. But Jonathan left his brother Simon in the city and went forth into the country and came with a number of men and struck Odares and his brethren and the children of Phaseron in their tents. And he began to slay and to increase in forces. But Simon and they that were with him sallied out of the city and burnt the engines. And they fought against Bacchides, and he was discomfited by them. And they afflicted him exceedingly, for his counsel and his enterprise was in vain. And he was angry with the wicked men that had given him counsel to come into their country. And he slew many of them, and he proposed to return with the rest into their country. And Jonathan had knowledge of it, and he sent ambassadors to him to make peace with him and to restore to him the prisoners. And he accepted it willingly and did according to his words and swore that he would do him no harm all the days of his life. And he restored to him the prisoners which he before had taken out of the land of Judah. And he returned and went away into his own country, and he came no more into their borders. So the sword ceased from Israel, and Jonathan dwelt in Machmas. And Jonathan began there to judge the people. He destroyed the wicked out of Israel. Now in the 160th year, Alexander the son of Antiochus, surnamed the Illustrious, came and took Ptolemais, and they received him, and he reigned there. And King Demetrius heard of it, and gathered together an exceeding great army, and went forth against him to fight. And Demetrius sent a letter to Jonathan with peaceable words, to magnify him. For he said, "Let us make peace with him before he make one with Alexander against us. For he will remember all the evils that we have done against him, and against his brother, and against his nation." And he gave him authority to gather together an army and to make arms, and that he should come, and that he should be his confederate, and the hostages that were in the castle he commanded to be delivered to him. And Jonathan came to Jerusalem and read the letters in the hearing of all the people, and of them that were in the castle. And they were struck with great fear, because they heard that the king had given him authority to gather together an army. And the hostages were delivered to Jonathan, and he restored them to their parents. And Jonathan dwelt in Jerusalem and began to build and to repair the city. And he ordered workmen to build the walls and Mount Zion round about with square stones for fortification. And so they did. And the strangers that were in the strongholds, which Bacchides had built, fled away. And every man left his place and departed into his own country. Only in Bethsura there remained some of them that had forsaken the law and the commandments of God, for this was a place of refuge for them. And King Alexander heard of the promises that Demetrius had made Jonathan. And they told him of the battles and the worthy acts that he and his brethren had done, and the labors that they had endured. And he said, "Shall we find such another man? Now therefore we will make him our friend and our confederate." So he wrote a letter and sent it to him according to these words, saying, "King Alexander, to his brother Jonathan greeting. We have heard of thee that thou art a man of great power and fit to be our friend. Now therefore we make thee this day high priest of thy nation, and that thou be called the king's friend." And he sent him a purple robe and a crown of gold, "and that thou be of one mind with us in our affairs, and keeping friendship with us." Then Jonathan put on the holy vestments in the 7th month of the year 180, and the feast of the Day of Tabernacles, and he gathered together an army and made a great number of arms. And Demetrius heard these words and was exceeding sorry, and said, "What is this that we have done, that Alexander hath prevented us to gain the friendship of the Jews, to strengthen himself? I also will write to them words of request and offer dignitaries and gifts, that they may be with me to aid me." And he wrote to them in these words, "King Demetrius, to the nation of the Jews, greeting. Whereas you have kept covenant with us and have continued in our friendship and have not joined with our enemies, we have heard of it and are glad. Wherefore now continue still to keep fidelity towards us, and we will reward you with good things, for what you have done in our behalf. And we will remit to you many charges, and will give you gifts. And now I free you and all the Jews from tributes, and I release you from the customs of salt, to remit the crowns and the thirds of the seed. And the half of the fruit of trees, which is my share, I leave to you from this day forward, so that it shall not be taken off of the land of Judah, and of the three cities that are added thereunto out of Samaria and Galilee, from this day forth and forever. And let Jerusalem be holy and free with the borders thereof, and let the tenths and the tributes be for itself. I yield up also power of the castle that is in Jerusalem, and I give it to the high priest to place therein such men as he shall choose to keep it. And every soul of the Jews that hath been carried captive from the land of Judah in all my kingdom I set at liberty freely, that all may be discharged from tributes, even of their cattle. And I will that all feasts and Sabbaths and new moons and the days appointed and 3 days before the solemn day and 3 days after the solemn day be all days of immunity and freedom for all the Jews that are in my kingdom. And no man shall have power to do anything against them or to molest any of them in any cause. And let there be enrolled in the king's army to the number of 30,000 of the Jews, an allowance shall be made them, as is due to all the king's forces. And certain of them shall be appointed to be in the fortresses of the great king. And some of them shall be set over the affairs of the kingdom, that are of trust, and let the governors be taken from among themselves, and let them walk in their own laws, as the king hath commanded in the land of Judah. And the three cities that are added to Judea out of the country of Samaria, let them be accounted with Judea, that they may be under one, and obey no other authority but that of the high priest. But Ptolemais and the confines thereof I give as free gift to the holy places that are in Jerusalem, for the necessary charges of the holy things. And I give every year 15,000 sickles of silver out of the king's accounts of what belongs to me. And all is above which they that were over the affairs of the years before had not paid, from this time they shall give it to the works of the house. Moreover, the 5,000 sickles of silver which they received from the account of the holy places every year, shall also belong to the priests that execute the ministry. And whosoever shall flee into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and in all the borders thereof, being indebted to the king for any matter, let them be set at liberty, and all that they have in my kingdom let them have it free. For the building also, or repairing of the works of the holy places, the charges shall be given out of the king's revenues. For the buildings also of the walls of Jerusalem, and the fortifying thereof round about, the charges shall be given out of the king's account, as also for the building of the walls in Judea. Now when Jonathan and the people heard these words, they gave no credit to them, nor received them, because they remembered the great evil that had been done in Israel, for they had afflicted them exceedingly. And their inclinations were towards Alexander, because he had been the chief promoter of peace in their regard, and him they always helped. And King Alexander gathered together a great army and moved his camp near to Demetrius. And the two kings joined in battle, and the army of Demetrius fled away, and Alexander pursued after him and pressed them close. And the battle was hard fought till the sun went down, and Demetrius was slain that day. And Alexander sent ambassadors to Ptolemy, king of Egypt, with words to this effect, saying, "Forasmuch as I am returned into my kingdom, and am set in the throne of my ancestors, and have gotten the dominion, and have overthrown Demetrius and possessed our country, and have joined battle with him, and both he and his army have been destroyed by us, and we are placed in the throne of his kingdom. Now therefore let us make friendship one with another, and give me now thy daughter to wife, and I will be thy son-in-law, and I will give thee both thee and her gifts worthy of thee." And King Ptolemy answered, saying, "Happy is the day wherein thou didst return to the land of thy fathers, and sattest in the throne of their kingdom. And now I will do to thee as thou hast written, but meet me at Ptolemais." that we may see one another, and I may give her to thee, as thou hast said. So Ptolemy went out of Egypt with Cleopatra his daughter, and he gave to Ptolemais. He came to Ptolemais in the 162nd year, and King Alexander met him, and he gave him his daughter Cleopatra, and he celebrated her marriage at Ptolemais with great glory, after the manner of kings. And King Alexander wrote to Jonathan that he should come and meet him. And he went honorably to Ptolemais, and he met there the two kings, and he gave them much silver and gold and presents, and he found favor in their sight. And some pestilent men of Israel, men of a wicked life, assembled themselves against him to accuse him. And the king gave no heed to them, and he commanded that Jonathan's garments should be taken off, and that he should be clothed with purple. And they did so, and the king made him sit by himself. And he said to his princes, "Go out with him into the midst of the city, and make proclamation that no man complain against him of any matter, and that no man trouble him for any manner of cause." So when his accusers saw his glory proclaimed and him clothed with purple, they all fled away. And the king magnified him and enrolled him amongst his chief friends and made him governor and partaker of the dominion. And Jonathan returned into Jerusalem with peace and joy. In the year 165, Demetrius, the son of Demetrius, came from Crete into the land of his fathers. And King Alexander heard of it and was much troubled and returned to Antioch. And King Demetrius made Apollonius his general, who was governor of Caesarea. And he gathered together a great army and came to Jamnia. And he sent to Jonathan the high priest, saying, "Thou alone standest against us, and I am laughed at and reproached because thou showest thy power against us in the mountains. Now therefore, if thou trustest in thy forces, come down to us in the plain, and there let us try one another, for with me is the strength of war. Ask and learn who I am, and the rest that help me, and who also say that your foot cannot stand before our face, for thy fathers have twice been put to flight in their own land. And now how wilt thou be able to abide the horsemen, and so great an army in the plain, where there is no stone nor rock nor place to flee to?" Now when Jonathan heard the words of Apollonius, he was moved in his mind, and he chose 10,000 men and went out of Jerusalem. And Simon his brother met him to help him. And they pitched their tents near Joppe, and they shut him out of the city, because a garrison of Apollonius was in Joppe, and they laid siege to it. And they that were in the city, being affrighted, opened the gates to him, so that Jonathan took Joppe. And Apollonius heard of it, and he took 3,000 horsemen and a great army, and he went to Azotus as one that was making a journey. And immediately he went forth into the plain, because he had a great number of horsemen, and he trusted in them. And Jonathan followed after him to Azotus, and they joined battle. And Apollonius left privately in the camp 1,000 horsemen behind them. And Jonathan knew that there was an ambush behind him, and they surrounded his army and cast darts at the people from morning till evening. But the people stood still, as Jonathan had commanded them, and so their horses were fatigued. Then Simon drew forth his army and attacked the legion, for the horsemen were wearied, and they were discomfited by him and fled. And they that were scattered about the plain fled into Azotus and went into Beth Dagon, their idol's temple, there to save themselves. But Jonathan set fire to Azotus and the cities that were round about it, and took the spoils of them, and the temple of Dagon, and all them that were fled into it he burnt with fire. So they that were slain by the sword with them that were burnt were almost 8,000 men. And Jonathan removed his army from thence and camped against Ascalon, and they went out of the city to meet him with great honor. And Jonathan returned into Jerusalem with his people, having many spoils. And it came to pass, when Alexander the king heard these words, that he honored Jonathan yet more, and he sent him a buckle of gold, as the custom is to be given to such as are of royal blood. And he gave him Acheron and all the borders thereof in possession. Ecclesiasticus chapter 41. O death, how bitter is the remembrance of thee to a man that hath done peace in his possessions. To a man that is at rest and whose ways are prosperous in all things, and that is yet able to take meat. O death, thy sentence is welcome to the man that is in need, and to him whose strength faileth, who is in decrepit age, and that is in care about all things, and to the distrustful that loseth patience. Fear not the sentence of death. Remember what things have been before thee, and what shall come after thee. This sentence is from the Lord upon all flesh. And what shall come upon thee by the good pleasure of the Most High? Whether 10 or 100 or 1,000 years, for among the dead there is no accusing of life. The children of sinners become children of abominations, and they that converse near the houses of the ungodly. The inheritance of the children of sinners shall perish, and with their posterity there shall be a perpetual reproach. The children will complain of an ungodly father, because for his sake they are in reproach. Woe to you, ungodly men, who have forsaken the law of the Most High Lord. And if you be born, you shall be born in malediction, and if you die in malediction, shall be your portion. All things that are of the earth shall return into the earth. So the ungodly shall, from malediction to destruction. The mourning of men is about their body, but the name of the ungodly shall be blotted out. Take care of a good name, for this shall continue with thee more than 1,000 treasures, precious and great. A good life hath its number of days, but a good name shall continue forever. My children, keep discipline in peace, for wisdom that is hid, and a treasure that is not seen, what profit is there in them both? Better is the man that hideth his folly than the man that hideth his wisdom. Wherefore, have a shame of these things I am now going to speak of, for it is not good to keep all shamefacedness, and all things do not please all men in opinion. Be ashamed of fornication before father and mother, and of a lie before a governor and a man in power, of an offense before a prince and a judge, of iniquity before a congregation and a people, of injustice before a companion and a friend, and in regard to the place where thou dwellest, of theft and of truth of God, and of the covenant, of leaning with thy elbow over meat, and of deceit in giving and taking, of silence before them that salute thee, of looking upon a harlot, and of turning away thy face from thy kinsman. Turn not away thy face from thy neighbor, and of taking away a portion and not restoring. Gaze not upon another man's wife, and be not inquisitive after his handmaid, and approach not her bed. Be ashamed of upbraiding speeches before friends, and after thou hast given, upbraid not. Apocalypse chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing in birth, and was in pain to be delivered. And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a red, great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was ready to be delivered, that when she should be delivered he might devour her son. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with an iron rod. And her son was taken up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, that there they should feed her 1,260 days. And there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who seduceth the whole world. And he was cast unto the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, because the accuser of our brethren is cast forth, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell therein. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man-child. And there were given to the woman two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the desert, unto her place where she is nourished for a time, and two times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water, as it were a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the river, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was angry against the woman, and went to make war with the rest of her seed, who keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And he stood upon the sand of the sea. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, fount of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.